Time to flip over the open side. It is open and the vault is open and, well, we're ready to get down to business in the clubhouse. I'm the Great Music Club with Barbara Streisand.
Father has a business, strictly secondhand. Everything from toothpicks to a baby grand.
Poor Barbara Streisand, oh, but she knew it. It was secondhand all the time, but that's a good thing sometime. It's experienced, not just secondhand. And that lady has experience from her greatest hits, Barbara Streisand and good old Secondhand Rose. In 74, Neil Young, he recorded this song, but it really nothing happened because they put it on an album that was unreleased called Homegrown. Later, he would come out with it in the fall of 1977 on an album called Decade. Well, between that time, a little lady picked it up on an A-side that would sort of become a B-side. She recorded the song in a country music style for her 1975 album called Prisoner in Disguise, and her rendition went to number 5 on the country chart. But the pop stations flipped it over, and they made the other side, which was more the B-side, a hit for them. And that was called Heat Wave. You remember the old Martha and the Vandellas song. But the song we focus was the original A-side this time around, and it's another Rose, this time done by Linda Ronstadt. Here's Love is a Rose.
Love is a rose, but you better. It only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you know you've missed it. Lose your love when you say the word mine.
From just before Christmas, 1970, the album was called Tea for the Tillerman. That's Cat Stevens and a lost one called Father and Son. That whole album was the kind of album you could put on the 8-track. Remember those? Put on the album, whatever, and just let it play. It was so great. Speaking of great albums, Christopher Cross released an album called Christopher Cross around Christmas time of 79. And it won in 1981 the Grammy Award of the Year, actually beating Pink Floyd's The Wall. And a lot of people were really surprised. And on it is a great song. It's called The Light Is On. Now, you may not realize it, but listen carefully. You'll hear Don Henley in the background. And Larry Carlton does such a great job on a guitar solo from this particular album that once again was recorded out in North Hollywood, California, and also in Austin, Texas. They did some of it at Warner Brothers and also the Pecan Street Studios in Austin, Texas in July of 79. And by December of 79, we had it in our hot little hands. Here's Christopher Cross and The Light Is On.
Incoming
Recognize them? Maybe not the song, but probably the folks doing it. That's America. And Dewey Bunnell wrote that song. Amber Cascades. You don't hear it often enough, but still a great song from a couple of Army brats who took their name off a jukebox. It was called America. They were all over the world with their parents as they went from base to base growing up. And, well, that gave them some insight, I think, and some of the great music we heard from them. Speaking of great music, we're going to head back to the late 50s in just a couple of minutes. And there we'll find a little lady who's channeling a little Sam Cooke. And then, following that, we're off to Chester, Pennsylvania. What is Chester, Pennsylvania? Some nice folks, but also South Philadelphia High School, Temple University around that area, all kinds of neat stuff, but it all got started in Chester, Pennsylvania. And we will give you the details on that momentarily as the Great Music Club continues.
Addiction is a disease you can get help with.
Thank you very much.
Sir, he never...
The Wonderful World of TV.
Our TV set is tuned to 1975 this week for three seasons, from 75 to 79. And it started on ABC. It was set in the 1940s during World War II. The second and third seasons were on CBS, and they moved it up to the 1970s. It got its start as Wonder Woman. Of course, Wonder Woman was Diana Prince, played so aptly by Linda Carter. Lyle Wagner played two people, actually his father and his own son. He played Steve Trevor Sr. in the 1940s version, then in the one set in the 70s, Steve Trevor Jr. You also may remember a couple of folks from the show. That would be Richard Eastham as General Philip Blankenship, and also on the show was Deborah Winger. She played Wonder Girl. Yeah, it came up. Gary Berghoff was one of the guest stars on it. Also Dick Gauthier, Linda Day George, Russell Johnson. He played the Colonel in Disco Devil, that episode. Lots of folks came and went. Lots of great memories. But it got its start in 1975. Wonder Woman being featured this week on
The Wonderful World of TV.
Here's Teresa Brewer on The Great Music Club.
Darling, you send me, I know you send me. Darling, you send me, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Whoa, you thrill me, honest you do.
There's Teresa Brewer from 1957. Little Sam Cooke channeling there. And you send me. This is The Great Music Club. You can find us online at thegreatmusicclub.com. Now we head over and check out a place called Chester, Pennsylvania, where Al Alberts would basically get his start. Out of South Philadelphia High School, Temple University, and the Navy, all that combined, he met a guy who he got together with, and they had a duet. His name was Dave Mahoney. Well, they said, you know, this is great, but we need more. So they added a trumpet player and a drummer, and they started playing around the Philadelphia area, and they couldn't find anybody to record their own record. So Al Albert started his own label called Victoria Records and recorded their first single, It's No Sin. It sold a million copies. That'll get your attention. Decca Records soon signed the group, and we knew them as the Four Aces featuring Al Alberts. And Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein wrote a record, and Al and the Aces did a wonderful job of it. Here they are on The Great Music Club, Three Coins in the Fountain.
Make it mine. Make it mine. Please make it mine.
Coins in the fountain.
Make it mine. Make it mine. Make
Number one from 1954. The Four Aces and Al Albert, they became members of the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 2001 and the Philly Music Alliance Walk of Fame in 1988. All four original members have passed on. Al Albert died first back in 2009, and Mahoney died in 2012, and the other two members died in 2013. But they are living on, I'm sure, in some kind of incarnation, because there were several other members as that group went on to play. They're online at thefouraces.org if you'd like to check them out. Here's a little man I know that has, what a career he's had. He invents himself over and over again, even when he invented himself with a new name. This is Engelbert Humperdinck.
The golden daffodils, an open door, and my secret love's no secret anymore, and my secret love's no secret anymore.
The nightingales could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do. For you brought a new kind of love to me. And if the Sandman brought me dreams of you, if I could hurry home to you, you brought a new kind of love.
Ah, yes, the chairman, and you brought a new kind of love to me. And hopefully we're bringing you some great music you haven't heard for a long time. We call this the Great Music Club. Here are the Statlers now.
I'll be the one.
The one standing in the shadows when you think the world has been unfair.
I'll be the one.
The one walking beside you. When no one else is there,
I'll be the one.
The one to hear all your stories, all your pleasures. You know I'll be the one.
There are the Statlers and an album they put out, their greatest hits, several years ago on Mercury Records. A lot of the songs on there Don Reed wrote, including he co-wrote that one, I'll Be the One. One of those that'll get in your head there, and you'll remember that one for a while. Coming up, we want you to remember a couple of things. This is the only place you'll find music you just don't hear anywhere else. Also, please remember to tell one friend, if not more, this week about this station and the Great Music Club. They'll appreciate you. What a great, great thing to do for a friend. And also, you can find us online anytime. Go online at thegreatmusicclub.com. That's the place you will find, what goes on the show. You'll find some pictures. You'll find ways to contact us on Twitter, on Facebook, and via the email. We answer each and every email message personally. And if you would like to get an answer about a question or that you have about a song or hear a song or whatever, it's all right there. Once again, online, thegreatmusicclub.com.
Drug and alcohol addiction is a disease.
This week in the Radio Time Machine, it's the summer of 1947. A little snippet of the adventures of Philip Marlowe, the radio series that featured Raymond Chandler's private eye, Philip Marlowe. And in this particular episode, in the premiere radio episode, was based on some of these novels that Chandler wrote. And the Santa Ana winds blow in from the desert. You never know what's going to happen on The Adventures of Philip Marlowe.
Lever Brothers Company presents the Pepsodent program, The Adventures of Philip Marlowe, starring Van Heflin. Pepsodent presents Philip Marlowe, Hollywood's famous private detective created by Raymond Chandler. Philip Marlowe, tough, cynical private eye of Murder, My Sweet, the sardonic, case-hardened detective of The Brasher Doubloon, The Lady in the Lake, and The Big Sleep.
The show was full of mystery and intrigue and whodunit, but it had big shoes to fill because the show was a summer replacement for Bob Hope, and that was from the very first episode called Red Wind. It would also go on to be a summer replacement or a replacement for Hopalong Cassidy at some point. The show was 30 minutes, and it starred many, many folks as Philip Marlowe, the first being Van Heflin in 1947, and they went on to have many through 1951. This week, Philip Marlowe. You never knew what he was going to investigate, but you never wanted to leave the radio. Part of the intrigue as we take you back in time in the Radio Time Machine.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. And your hearts will fly away.
1958, Tommy Edwards, and It's All in the Game. Now here's a little bit of trivia for you. You can ask somebody, do you know what song is the only song written by a Vice President of the United States and Nobel Peace Prize laureate? You can say this one, It's All in the Game. Originally, Carl Sigmund composed the lyrics in 1951 to a song that was wordless from 1911. It was titled Melody in A Major, and the guy who wrote it? Charles G. Dawes. Now, Dawes would become Vice President of the United States under Calvin Coolidge, and he also was a Nobel Peace Prize laureate. There you have it. It is the only number one single in the U.S. to be written by a U.S. Vice President or co-written and a Nobel Peace Prize laureate. What a great record with a really neat kind of history. Our next song is a song written by Erskine Hawkins, Bill Johnson, Julian Dash, and Buddy Frayne. Now, the song was introduced by Hawkins and his orchestra when they were known as the Bama State Collegians. And this song actually went to number one for Glenn Miller and his orchestra in 1940. There is actually a very long version of this song, about a 6.5-minute song that does exist. But the one we're most familiar with is Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Of course, they slowed down the tempo and put some trumpet work in there. Well, then along we take you to about 75 when the Manhattan Transfer grabbed onto this song, and well, this became their theme song. The song we're talking about is Tuxedo Junction, and here is the Transfer on the Great Music Club.
Dancing
There they are, the Manhattan Transfer, in a song that for a long time was their go-to theme song, Tuxedo Junction. Mac the Knife, a song that was banned by radio stations when Bobby Darin brought it out because it was juvenile delinquency at its best. Just the song title Mac the Knife was enough to get some radio stations to never play this song. But there is a woman in the song. In the lyrics, look out, Miss Lottie Lenya. Who is Miss Lottie Lenya? I'm going to tell you the little quick story about her. There was a couple of different versions of this song. It was a song that was composed by Kurt Weill, and it was done for, well, a couple of different things, and most of them done in German. And the young lady that we were telling you about that was mentioned in Mac the Knife, she is that lady in real life. Yeah, in real life, this woman was, her name was actually put into the song by Louis Armstrong. She was the widow and the star of both the 1928 German production and the 1954 Broadway version. So Wells' widow is Lottie Lenya. And in it, Louis Armstrong, she was in the studio, by the way, when he recorded his version, and he just said it. Didn't even plan on it. He said it, and he said, look out, Miss Lottie Lenya. And that was, oh, by the way, it was several of Macbeth's female victims in the song. They had named those, and then they added Lottie to it. Well, the Armstrong version was kept intact by Bobby Darin. So listen for it, and now you know who Lottie Lenya is. Here's Bobby Darin.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites, babe, not that Maggie. Back in town. Look out, old Mac is back.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me. If you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way.
The legendary Miss Peggy Lee, she's got that fever. And before that, Mac the Knife. And now you know who Lottie Lenya is. Yeah, she was quite the lady in the song. But Lottie, you didn't realize it maybe all these years, who they were talking about. This is the Great Music Club, and when we think of the trio known as the Letterman, we think of love songs. Serious stuff here, folks. We're going to take you out to Capitol Records, rather. This would be, I would say February of 61, and this is the 14th take of this song. Now, they've done 13 that they didn't like, so here's number 14. And this, we're going to give you a behind-the-scenes look. This is what they heard in the studio when they recorded this record.
You guys want to come in after two, spend one night with you? Well, you want to come in after that first thing. Don't worry. Come in after the... When the band comes in, you guys come in.
We'll catch it, though.
Okay? No, I'd rather you held out till the band came in.
After two of the first one, two of the second one, and then two of the third. We'll do two and then two.
Sherry, whoa.
You go there, to that one. After twice, after the first
one. We're rolling.
To spend one night with you. In our old rendezvous.
When you think of the Letterman, you just don't think of them goofing around like that, do you? There's Jim, Bob, and Tony, collectively from Las Vegas, Nevada, the Letterman. Of course, their close harmony pop songs and their light arrangements made them so great to listen to. They actually started back in 1959, and the Letterman continue today to entertain. They were formed after auditioning for a guy who was the chief comedy writer for Jimmy Durante on the TV show that they had out, and Jackie Barnett, who actually called them the Letterman. And they wanted them to impersonate groups like the Rhythm Boys, the vocal group who traveled with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. That's who they were supposed to impersonate. Later on, of course, they got their own style. And we have our own style here. We'll continue to show you more of our style in seconds right here on The Great Music Club.